Okay, here we go. Today's daf is Chulin, daf Yud Dalid, as we start the third Mishnah of this first parak. Yesterday, we had the Mishnah about Shechita Balayla. That's a big discussion about Lamaisa, whether you could do it with at night with lights on, Bizman Hazeh. But today we start Hashochet B'Shabbos, top of the Yom. Hashochet B'Shabbos of Yom Kippur. Somebody shechs on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. Afal Pishim is Chayiv B'Nafsho, even though he is Chayiv Misa for that act, at least on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, we pass on Chiyuv Kares, unless it's, the Chayiv B'Nafsho is a more inclusive term. Mishchita Sokshera, the Shechita is Kasher. Alright, just this Mishnah, we could spend the entire Shir on. We'll just have a couple of points on it, but there's a much discussion on the Mishnah. The major question on the Mishnah is, that we learned earlier, the sugyas of Shechitas Mumar. Shechita of somebody does not believe. Shechita mumar l'shechita, mumar l'davar echad. So the big shaila is, you know, how, why is the shechita kshera? We pass on shechitas mumar as psula. And that's what Tosfos already asked. The Gemara wants to interpret this, as we'll see in the Gemara, even b'mezid. And therefore the shaila is tema. Ibamezid hech shechita so kshera. If it's b'mezid, how in the world would the shechita be kosher? V'ha mumar l'chal shabasos, also l'echa b'shechita also k'demur l'el. We discussed earlier that even according to the shechitas of mumar l'davar acher is not a mumar l'shechita, but we mentioned according to what we paskin, mumar either l'chal shabbos or mumar l'avodah zarah is a mumar l'chal torah kula. Maybe even mumar l'yom kippurim. That was a discussion in the Rishonim. But here, it's shechita b'shabbos. So why would the shechita be good? Question one. V'odin, and furthermore, the Gemara boy look me b'mezid v'Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that we will try to be mokim b'mezid. He's the one that's choshesh l'miyuta. Rabbi Meir says, I'm sorry, not choshesh l'miyuta. He is, but not for this shechita. He's the one that says mumel davar echad avi mumel l'chal torah kula. He's even more machmir, not just mumel l'shabbos. So the big shaila is, what is our Mishnah talking about? So if you look in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayos, he just says here shogeg. So he doesn't get into the whole discussion. He just says we're talking about a case of shogeg. And from shogeg, it's not he doesn't know if it's Shabbos yet, or he doesn't know that shechita is aser. Either one of those two shogegim. But Tosfos gives two other answers, and all the Rishonim take part in the action. First, Tosfos says v'yesh lomar, second skinny line, to hasam b'far hesya v'acha b'tzina. Maybe the difference is public and private. The only problem of shechita's mumar being pasul is a mumar b'far hesya, but a mumar b'tzina is not a mumar for these purposes. Or Tosfos said, V'yod yesh lomar, demishum pamachas lo chashiv mumar. One time, this is the first time you ever did it. Even if somebody does it once, and he's a mumar for that act, that's not called a mumar. Mumar is only habitual behavior, where somebody rejects a certain area of a mitzvah. That's what a mumar is. But here it's not mumar pamachas lo chashiv mumar. That is the shita of Tosfos here. If you look in the other Rishonim, the Chidushi Aran, right here on this daf, he says no. He says, you know what the issue is? He is a mumar from either one act, but he's only a mumar after he does the shita. Before he does the shechita, before he gets to the end of the shechita, let's say when he shechs once, when he cuts one simin, he didn't do the shechita yet, and at that stage, says the Ran, it's mekalkel. He just did a destructive act. He cut a simin of an animal. He didn't accomplish anything yet. So at that moment, he's not a mumar yet. It's only a mumar once he violates. Once he violates, it's already after the act. He already did the shechita. And therefore, this shechita that he did is kshera. Afterwards, now he has the status of a mumar. So he assumes it's not pasachas. We do have that principle in two areas, right? By get and by eved meshuchar. But he assumes not. He assumes that it's not pasachas. He assumes it's while you're doing the shechita, it's an act of kilkol. And when you get to the end of the shechita, that's when you accomplish the shechita, and only after that you become a mumar. Which the Achronim Kiva Eger right here quotes that Ran, and he says, you know what you see from the Ran? Mumar le'isser derabanan b'shabes is not a mumar l'chal tarakula. Because even Mekalkel is an Issa Durabanan. So you might have said even the first stage, even Mekalkel is a Mumar Issa Durabanan B'Shabbos, which this is major Machlokas Achronim. So he says, you see from that Ran, that you only need an Issa Daraisa, and it's only a Mumar after you do it. So it's similar to Tosfos, but it's not exactly. Tosfos says the first time is not good enough. But the Ran says, no, specifically, the first time, you know why? Because here, while you're doing it, you didn't do the act yet, and once you do the act, it's already too late. And that's the three answers, the two in Tosfos, and one of the one of the Ran, that relating to Shchitas Mumar. The other discussion, and this is more in the Achronim, and not in the in the Rishonim, and that is asked by the Noda Behuda, and it's asked by Rabbi Kiv Eger, and the other Mefarshim ask that we know the Sugya at the beginning of Meseches Temura tells us that there is a machlokas in Abaye and Rava about Kol Milsa Davar Rachman Lo Seved Yavid Mahani Yavid Lo Mahani. If the Torah tells us not to do something and we do it anyway, there's a machlokas whether what I did accomplishes something or not. So, for example, the Gemara talks about if I try to marry my sister. I try to marry my sister. The Torah says not Yavid Lo Mahani. It's meaningless. I put a ring on my sister. If I'm a Kohen and I marry a Grusha, that's also Asur, and that does accomplish something, and I'm living in sin, but that is a marriage. So the Gemara discusses what is the exception and what's the rule. In all the cases that we try to accomplish something b'Isur, does it work or not? That's the Miksugya of Yavin Mahani, Levin Lo Mahani, first couple of blot of Maseches Temura. So ask the Achronim, according to Rava, who says, Yavin Lo Mahani, that if I try to do something that the Torah says it doesn't work, if I try to do something, the Torah says it's Asur, it doesn't work, and he has to try to figure out why Kohen Grusha works. Those are the exceptions to the rule. So why does Shechita work here? That's the Shaila. Why does Shechita work here? E'avid lo mahani, it should be. So this is first asked by the Maharit 500 years ago. So the Maharit, 400 years ago. So the Maharit tells us, Me'achar v'afilu im nifsol es shechitaso mikol makom chilal Shabbos. Says the Maharit, when does Rava say Yavid Lo Mahani? That's only if by saying Lo Mahani, that will then prevent the Aveira from having been done. That's when we say Lo Mahani. If I try to marry my sister, the Torah says what you did is meaningless, so you didn't do anything wrong. But if, even if we say Yavid Lo Mahani, I'm still going to violate the Aveira. So then there's no point in saying Lomahani. Lomahani is only to prevent the Aveir from being done. Even if I say Lomahani, the Aveir is still going to be done, then the Torah never said Lomahani. So here, even if we say Lomahani is not a good Shechita, you still killed an animal on Shabbos. You still violated the Aveir. You still have a Chal Shabbos. So you're not going to say Lomahani in that case. That's the Chiddush of the Maharit. You only say Ravashita of Yavid Lomahani is only when, by saying Lomahani, it's going to prevent the Aveir from being done. But if you're going to do the Aveir anyway, it's just going to prevent a certain Chalos from being achieved, so then you're not going to say Yavid Mahani.
How's it going to work in the case of saying the sister? So there,
No, if I put a ring on my sister, I didn't do an Aveira if you say Lo Mahani. There's no marriage. It's not if I live with my sister, Rahman al-Islam. That's not the Isra of marrying. That's the Isra of Arias. That's the Isra of Arias. If somebody lives with their Erva, so forget Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. That's the act. Right, number one. Another answer given by the Achronim, the Noda Behuda suggests in a tshuva, Me'achar va Torah lo asra b'feirish lo lishchot b'Shabbos, since the Torah didn't say specifically not to shecht on Shabbos, ela asra lasos milacha b'Shabbos, umemela nasra shchita. It doesn't say b'feirish in the Torah not to shecht, it says don't do milacha, and we understand, based on the connection to the Mishkan, not to do shchita, says the Noda Behuda, maybe Rav Shita is only where it says mefurish in the Torah. Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. But if it's just learned out, what is Lo Sazak Abalcha mean? Maybe that's, again, you got to go with the Prata, but that's another Shita of the Noda Behuda. Number two. The third idea, and with this we'll finish up this section, Rabbi Chanan says, Rabbi Chanan suggests in Kovet Sa'aris that maybe the Sugi of Yavid Lo Mahani is only where, and this might fit in with the first answer, is only where there is a Chalos that is being created. Where you have to achieve a Chalos so the Rabbana could the principle of Yavid Lo Mahani could prevent a chalos from occurring. But if it's a mitzius, if it's an act, so then it's, you don't say Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. Rabbi Chanan writes this, and where he talks about, for example, let's say, Ein Adam Moses Dover Shein Shalom. You cannot, if I bow down to my friend's tree, or my friend's anything, it's not going to become Aser. What if I take my friend's chicken soup and pour milk into it, boiling hot? You're going to say, Ein Adam Moses Dover Shein Shalom? No! Says Rabbi Chanan, there's a difference between there are actions, dvarim de memela, and once you occur, it's a mitzias, versus a chalos. So an iser chalos avodah zarah, or an iser marriage. So that's where you can say the principle of Yavid Lo Mahani. But if there's a mitzias, so then you don't say Yavid Lo Mahani. So it could very well be, says Rabbi Chanan, that shechita chalos, okay, in Lomdus you could say a chalos shachut. But let's say I shecht an animal and I have kavana that it should not be a heter shechita. I'm going to do a perfect shechita, but the shechita should not bring about a heter. There should not be a heter shechita. You know what? It's mutter anyway. If I do a perfect shechita, it doesn't matter what my kavana is. I have a chalo. If I have kavana not to have a chalo shechita, I have kavana that it should be a trefa. It doesn't work. Because it's based on a maisa, so therefore it says Rabbi Chanan, you wouldn't say Yevelo Mahani in that case. Those are three answers of the great Achronim of why don't you say Yevelo Mahani in this case? Either because Yevelo Mahani is only said when saying Yevelo Mahani would prevent the aveir in the first place. Number one, that's the Maharit. Number two, says the No to be Yehud is only where it's mefurish b'Torah. Even Lo Sasa Kamalacha is not mefurish enough for this principle. And number three is Rabbi Chanan, you only say it where the chalos is trying to be achieved, but if it's just based on a maisa, so then we wouldn't say Yavin Mahani Lo Mahani, whatever you did, you did, and there's no way to prevent it. Okay, so that gets us through Shochi B'Shabbos U'B'Yom HaKippurim. So let's continue now. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna tells us, Darash Chiyah Barav Mishmei Darav. Chiyah Barav said in the name of Rav. There's a little discussion in the Tosfos here. Did Rav Huna really live after Chiyah Barav? Rav Huna was later. Chiyah Barav, the son of Rav. Rav was very early. Rav Huna, did Rav Huna live after? Says Tosfos, Tema, to bechol duchti mashma de Rav Huna haya gadol mimenu. The Perek Yish Ba'erachin. Haimitzayar le Rav Huna lechiyah Barav. So, Tosfos answers the question. If you look at yesterday's daf, Tosfos says, in the end of Tosfos Boi Minei, the end of Tosfos on Yugim Amon Aleph, Tosfos says there were two Rav Hunas. Two Rav Hunas is always an easy answer that Tosfos could say. Two Rav Hunas, the end of Tosfos Boi. Yish Lama the Trey Rav Huna Havi. Two Rav Hunas. So, if you, the famous Rav Huna and the less famous Rav Huna. Okay, either way. So, says the Gemara. Rav Huna says in the name of Chiyah Barav Mishmei Derav, Asura ba'achila liyomei. Even though the Shechita Shabbos in Yom Kippur is kosher, you cannot eat it that day. Okay? You have to wait. So wait, it is kosher, you just can't eat it that day. Why not? So that's what today's daf is about, and tomorrow's daf. The ultimate answer, which is the most, what we would have said, which is the sugya of Maisa Shabbos, right? Even if you have a malacha done on Shabbos, by a Jew, by a Goy. Hopefully tomorrow we'll talk about the differences between a Goy and a Jew, the idea of B'chadei Sheyasu, when do all those principles apply. That's the Maskana of the Gemara, that's on tomorrow's daf. So I'm not going to get there yet today. But the Rav says the Shita of Asira B'Yomei, and before we get to the Maskana, we'll have other tries to figure out what is the reason. V'nasvin chavrei l'mei marav Yehudihi. And Rav's friends, the Chabura, tried to say, oh, you know why it's us to eat that day? Because of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Which Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Which Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? That's today's daf. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda de Hachanahi. It's Rabbi Yehuda of Hachana. What is Rabbi Yehuda of Hachana? Rabbi Yehuda of Hachana. So the Chassam Sofer says, Al-Derech Melitza a little bit, that the four suggestions of the Gemara are abbreviated by the word Hachana. Hey is Hachana, and Chaf is Kalim, which we're going to get to, and Nun is Neris, which is at the end of today, and Hey is Hamavashal B'Shabbos, which is Maisa Shabbos, which is tomorrow. So he suggests that it's the four of alluded to in the word. Anyway, so it's not. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Masechah Shabbos, Mechatkin es hadluin lefnei habehema. Somebody could cut. Is there a way to? Somebody is allowed to cut up the gourds, cut up the cucumbers or the melons. Somebody is allowed to cut the deluim in front of an animal on Shabbos. That's hanavela lefnei aklavim. And the nevela, an animal that became a nevela. Right, nevela, as we've said, an animal that died without a heter, without shechita. Lefnei aklavim. You can cut it up in front of the dogs if you want to give it to the dogs on Shabbos. Rashi points out here, what are we talking about? We're talking about Deluin means solution, right? If they're detached already, you can't do the malacha of kotzer on Shabbos. And nevela is afilu mesa hayom b'Shabbos. Even if it died on Shabbos, we're talking about. That's going to be a crucial detail. So the Mishnah says, somebody's allowed to cut up the vegetables and the nevela before dogs on Shabbos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, this is our important Rebbe Yehuda, Imlo Haisa Nevela Me'erev Shabbos Asura. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, if it didn't die before Shabbos, if the animal was alive when Shabbos started, it's Asur. Lefisha Eina Min HaMuchan, because it is not prepared. It's Muksa, it's not Muchan. And therefore, Rebbe Yehuda says, if it wasn't a Nevela when Shabbos started, so then it is Asur. Right, I think we mentioned back in Masechas Beitzah, Masechas Shabbos, the sugya of Migu des Katzoy ben Hashmashos des Katzoy lekula yome. Once something is muksa when Shabbos starts, it's muksa forever. It's Katzoy lekula yoma. The opposite is not true. Something could become muksa on Shabbos, and that it's muksa for the rest of Shabbos or not. But you can't have it the other way. You could have muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. That's the sugya in Masechta Shabbos. Yesh muksa or ain muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. One something becomes muksa on Shabbos, could it become unmuksed? For example, let's say you have a little an animal that goes on top of something on Shabbos. So now the bottom item is a buses, but then the rest of the animal goes off it. So then, do you say muksa l'chatzi Shabbos once it was muksa at a moment that Shabbos is muksa forever or not? So that's a sugya. So something can become muksa on Shabbos, but once something is muksa when Shabbos starts, then it's finished. It's muksa l'kol yoma migu this katsoy ben hashmashos. Since it's set aside at ben hashmashos, it's set aside for the whole day. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita here. What if the animal was alive when Shabbos started? So then, it died on Shabbos. It is aser because you did not have this in mind to give to your animal when Shabbos started. It's ena min amuchan. So Alma, what do you see from there? Given dolo ischin me esmal asura. Since it was not prepared when Shabbos started, it is aser. So too, hachanami given dolo ischin me esmal asura. So to hear, maybe that's the reason. Why does Rav say in our Mishnah that Shechita on Shabbos is Mutter, but Mutter means not that day. Tomorrow, but not that day. Why? Because Muksa. Muksa issues. So maybe it's that Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda of Mecharkan Zadluin. That's the first suggestion of the Gemara. Before we try to reject that, if you look in Tosis, Tosis has 2 days here. Tosis is bothered by the case of the Diluin. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, did these fruit fall off on Shabbos or before Shabbos? Tosa says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Demairi kishenetlash minamachubar bishabbos. Dumi de nevelash nesavla bishabbos. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's parallel to the second case. If we're talking about an animal that died on Shabbos, and the Tanakhama even allows that, so we must be talking about fruits that were attached when Shabbos started. But the problem is, what do you do with the first daf and beitza? First daf and beitza discusses that if you have fruit that are attached on Shabbos, right, gzeira shema yitzlosh, that's one of the reasons you can't climb a tree, right? So then why should this be mutter according to the Tanakhama? So he says, v'tzarach lomer lepirusho, Tosas explains to Rabbeinu Tam, it must be, the ayri be'inyin, shein lesser adluin, lomishim shema yala v'yitzlosh, v'lomishim delevi kegrogas v'tzibukim, it must be some type of hechi timsi, some type of ukimto, where you don't have all those gzeiras mentioned at the beginning of Masechas Beitza, why fruit that would become detached on Shabbos would be usher. You don't have any of those gzeiras. Why not? Isn't there gzeiras shem yalavi yitlosh? Maybe it's a type of case where you would require a kli in order to be olevitolish. And we're not worried that by the time you get a kli, you're going to go up. We're worried that if you have an apple that you can just pick off right away, gzeiras shem yalavi yitlosh. Right? So maybe we're talking about that type of case. Okay, and he gives other ukimtas to try to figure out when you would say gzeiras shem yalavi yitlosh and not shem yalavi yitlosh. And this gzeira, just derech agav, right, it comes up smelling of fruit that are attached on trees on Shabbos. Not a smell of fruit. You have an esrog tree in your backyard. You let us go smell the esrogim on Shabbos? Are you allowed to smell any sweet-smelling flower on Shabbos? So the Gemara in Sukkah, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is machalik between fruit and flowers. What is the ikar of this item? If the ikar of this item is just to smell, let's say by a flower, so then there's no reason for you not to be able to smell it on Shabbos, because you're not going to come to pick it off, because you can smell it right now while it's attached, same as when it's detached. Mashenkin, if it's like an esrog, so then where it's omeid to pick off, so then it will be aser midrabanan to smell those on Shabbos, because you might come gzeira shama yalaviyosh. Okay. Right, so this is the first suggestion of the Gemara, that maybe the Rabbi Yehuda of Hachana is the basis for Rav Huna's statement, that it's the Isser of Rabbi Yehuda of Hachana. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, what do you mean? How could you have that comparison? We're comparing the animal that died on Shabbos to the case of Shechita. Amalei Abaya midami, hasa me'ikara muchan la'adam, v'hasha muchan la'klavim. Over there in that Mishnah in Shabbos, you had an animal. An animal could have been shechted. It was mucham la'adam. Mucham la'adam on Shabbos, right? Not to eat, because you can't shecht it on Shabbos. But now it's mucham la'klavim, meaning it changed. It should be muksa. Hacha. Beikar mucham la'adam. Hashem mucham la'adam. Here's an animal that you're shechting. So you say, over there, there's a good reason that it's asr. Mashaykin here, maybe you shouldn't say that there's a problem of achana. So Gemara says, 1 second. Mi savris, trying to reject a bias rejection. Mi savris, behema b'chayeh al-achilo mendes. When an animal's alive, is mucham la'adam? No, it's not. Behema b'chayel l'gadol omedes. A behema while it's alive is omed l'gadol vladus. Right? It's gonna help reproduce, give you more animals for the next generation. So therefore, in both cases, we reject Abai. In both cases, it is off limits. And now you're trying to use it. So if it's usher there, so it should be usher here. So it's a good model. We defend the first suggestion. The Gemara says, Ihachi, one second, if that's true, that a behema is always looked at, legado vlados, l'Rabbi Yehuda b'yantif eichi shachtinan. So how do you shacht on yantif? We know shechita is one of the malachas that are mutter on yantif. Right, Tosfos on Dav Gimel and Maseches Beitza tells us they're not all malachas. I can't drive to the farm to get an animal on yantif. Not all malachas are mutter l'tzorach ochal nefesh, but milisha ve'elach, as the Yerushalmi says. Right, from kneading and on, or malachas that you couldn't have done before yantif. So shechita you couldn't do before yantif. Why? They didn't have refrigeration. Right, so now it's a good shaila. Right, here you bana beis hamikdash, right, or even bizman hazeh. Are you allowed to shechita on before yantif? Because nowadays it's something that you could do before yantif, because the animal could stay. It's not going to go bad. Okay, shaila. But meikra din shechita is mutter on yantif. It's one of the malachas of achal nefesh. But according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that a behema is legado vlados. So how could you shecht? Isn't it muksa? Amar lo, says the Gemara. No. Omedes lachilov, omedes lagado. Really? The animal is both. It's some animals, you know, it might be used for shechita, it might be used for other items. So nishchita, huvra de lachilo omedes. Once the animal is shechted, so then we say, oh, it's huvra. Now there's clarity lumafreya that this animal was always supposed to be eaten. Lo nishchita, if it wasn't shechted, so then we say it must be legado vlados. This gets us into the sugya of breira, one of the most complicated and largely discussed sugyas in Shas, in Nedarim, in Baba Kama, right here. But we say Rabbi Yehuda here is based on breira. Really, it's for both. But so really, at the moment, it's not really huchan. So when it is Nivrar later on, so then we say that it is Huvra. Right? Rabbi Rosenzweig always likes to say, whenever you study Breira, Be'iyun, we don't have time to go into it right now, you know, there's an overlap between the sugyas of Breira, Asmachta, and Tsna'im. Those three sugyas are all similar, having to do with the future and the past. On the simplest level, what is Breira? If you say Breira, Breira means that once something occurs, I'm allowed to see the roots of that occurrence back in the past. That's Breira. Right, the sugyas of Breira are, once Yorshim split up in inheritance, so then I'm allowed to see that the portion that was given to Reuven was always Reuven's, and the portion that was given to Shimon's was always Shimon's. So let's say there are two children that are getting inheritance, and one of them was a convert. They're inheriting from their father who was an Oved Avodah Zarah. So do I say that it was as if each child had the Avodah Zarah, and now he's switching it would be a problem? Or do I say that Breira, no, I was always supposed to have this piece, and you always supposed to have that piece? That's Breira. Breira means once an event occurs, am I allowed to see the roots of it in the past? Okay, that's the sugya Breira, so that's what we say here that Rabbi Yehuda is based on. Says the Gemara, one second, v'halesta Rabbi Yehuda Breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So how can you suggest that this is the basis of it all? And keep in mind, we're going off on a little tangent now, the Breira tangent, but we're all within number one. Why, again, the context of the daf is, why does Rav Huna say, in the name of Rabba Chiya Barav, Mishpeit Rav, that it's usher to eat on that day if somebody does a shechita on Shabbos? Why does he say that? So we wanted to say is Rabbi Yehuda the Hachana. We're going off now on a little tangent of Breira, and then we're going to get to, on the 10th line of the next Amud, we're going to get to the second suggestion of which Rabbi Yehuda we're talking about. But now we go off on a little tangent of Breira. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's older Breira. So how could this work as an explanation? So how do you know? That means Alan. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira? So E name Amidatanya, is it based on the following Brisa? Halokeach Yayin mi Bein Akusim. If somebody buys wine from the Kusim, before we get to the case, our Lashon here is Midatanya. This Brisa is quoted all over Shas, sometimes with the word Ditznan. Sometimes with the word Ditznan. So usually on the side, in the Masoras HaShas, they always change, if it's not literally a Mishnah, they change it to Ditanya. But there's a very important Rashba, tucked away here, Chulin Yudalad. The Rashba tells us that if there is a Brisa that is based on a Mishnah and it's just a little expanded, which sometimes you have, then it's okay to say the word Ditznan. That's the Rashba right here. He says, Mishnah Hibit Demai, it's a Mishnah in Demai. This one right here, see on the side? It says, Demai, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. So it's a Mishnah in Demai. Umiyo Hassam. It doesn't have all the different sheetahs of the Tanan that it has here. Says the Rashba, you don't have to change the girsa. V'urcha de Talmuda, to call Brisa de Islay Iker b'Mishnah, Amrinan Alei de Tanan. You sowed gadol in the Rashba. Usually we always say, that's the rule, with a couple of exceptions. But the Rashba here gets a svara. If it's just a brisa that's an expansion of a Mishnah, then it can say Tanya, and we don't have to try to change the girsa. Fine. So what is the brisa? So says the Gemara, Halukech Yaini Ben Akusim. The brisa slash expanded Mishnah says, if somebody buys wine from the Kusim, and therefore what? Therefore, we have to be worried that Trumas and Maisas weren't taken off of it, and I have the wine, and I want to drink the wine. So just be mafresh. What's the problem? What's the problem? So just be mafresh. Why am I going to have to go through this statement that is not a regular hafrasha? So Rashi says one of two options. Rashi says either it is Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and I do not have time to take off, or I don't have any kelim to pour it into. Right? Either I don't want to pour the wine out, so either I don't have any kelim, or it's Erev Shabbos. And I don't have enough time to take it off before Shabbos. Okay, so what do? You want to drink a cup of wine. So Omer, a person could say, Shnei Lugin Shani Yasa LaHafrish, the two Lugin that I am going to be Mafrish, 2 out of 100, let's say, and which is 1/50th. 1/50th is the Mida Beinonis. The Mishnah in Trumas tells us the three Midas of a Mafrish Truma, Mida Ra'a, Mida Beinonis, and Mida Yafeh. So Mida Beinonis is 1/50th. That's what we're talking about here. The two Lugin that I'm going to be Mafresh, Ayin Truma. Asara Maaser Rishon. And then 10 of what's left is Maaser Rishon. It's not exactly 10, a little less than 10, because you have to take off 2. It's 98. It's 9.8. But the Mishnah says 10. So what I take off is Maaser Rishon. Tisha Maaser Sheni. Umiyacha B'shoz Miyad. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Then you can drink. Meaning, you could have a declaration, and later on, what's left in the cup will be the Truma and Maaser, Maaser Rishon v'chulu. Right? Meaning, it seems to be working based on the principle of Breira, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, and these Tanoim, including Rabbi Yehuda, Aser. So, you see from there, Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira. That's the problem. So, let's just finish, and then we'll make a comment. And where I said, no. Hasam kidiktani taima. No, maybe over there there's a specific reason why it's a problem. Really, Rabbi Yehuda generally would hold a breira. Aye, what about this case? Kidiktani taima. Omru lo le Rabbi Meir. Iatamode shemi baka hanod. Maybe the bottle or the cup's going to spill. The nimsa shows a tolam l'mafreya. The problem there isn't a breira problem. He holds a breira. The problem is there's a chash that the bottle's going to spill over or it's going to break. Before you're mafresh it. So really, inherently older Breira. Amar Lahenra, he says back, L'kesha Yivka, I'm not worried about it, I'm not Choshesh. So therefore, really, inherently, he holds a Breira, and therefore, that is not a problem of Rabbi Yehuda not holding a Breira. There is another important Rashba in the continuation of that same piece. The Rashba there says, here, in the language of the Breisa that we have here, the language is, there's a lot of noise in the background, but hopefully it's not going so much on the mic. It should be okay. The language here is just that the wine that I'm going to be mafresh, she doesn't designate anywhere in the cup. If you look at other cases where you have parallel discussions, like in the third parak of Maseches Trumas, in the Mishnayos, it says there you have to say Tzafon Odarom. You have to be more specific. Here it just says, Ashi ani asil lahafrish. Look at the Mishnah there. Ha'omer trumas kri zeh letocho, u'maisar betocho, Reb Shimon Omer, karashim cham omer machi omer letzfon elezromo. The first Mishnah, the third parak of Trumas. So why here do you not have to be so specific? Letzfon eledarom. So it says, he quotes the Ramban, because of a Ramban, b'shem gonzal, t'laman ta'amar yesh breira, ba'omer sha'ani asil lahafrish, mahani dikashu mafrisho huvr hadavar lamafreya sha'ama shehifrish chal hamaiser sha'ama shehifrish chal hamaiser v'shiyareha nikarin heilam afreya afal pishlo hayi nikarin b'shas kriya b'shas shkiya. The Rashba quotes here, after asking his question of, don't you need to be more specific? It has to be the north, the south. He has 2 days here. First he quotes from the Ramban, and the Ramban says, it has to be nikar, but even if it's nikar, only at the end, because what you left over in the cup, that's nikar, that's good enough. That's good enough. If The case in Mishnah in the Truma is talking about a specific case where you're labeling it and you're eating something right now. He says this case is a little different, and then he quotes at the end. He has another day about it. Okay, I don't want to go into the details, but he's machalik between how lamafreya is breira. How lamafreya is breira? Do we say it's mamish? You know, you rewrite history, or you only see it from that perspective, from the moment in time that you are using the principle of Brera. Again, I'm not going to go into it deeper right now, but you can feel free to look at that Rashba. Either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara tried to say that there is no, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Brera from that, based on that Mishnah / Brisa, and we reject it. That issue is not Brera, it's just a chash of whether the bottle is going to break. So, Ella, even before, there is a discussion in the Achronim that there's a simpler answer we could have given to this this question for Rabbi Yehuda. And that is, we paskin ein breira by d'orises and yesh breira b'drabanan. So we could have answered that. Over there, we're talking about a case of, why does he hold ein breira there? Because it's d'oraisa. We're talking about Chumas and Maisa's eating tevel d'oraisa. Mashenkin here, we're talking about cases that are talking about muksa. So it could have given that answer. The Sharam Sion Balacha quoted a number of Achronim that could have been a simpler answer to our question of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. Just one final Shita, a very important Tosfos. Very important Tosfos. I think we mentioned this months and months ago, and that is Tosfos in Temura and Daf Lamed. Tosfos in Temura and Daf Lamed says we know that there's a principle of Bittul. Bittul or non-Bittul if there's not enough. If something, Isser Shenuf Allah Heter. Ask Tosfos, an unbelievable Kasha, which you know there's an answer to. Why don't we always say, according to the Mandamar, Yesh Breira? Or even if you only say Yesh Breira B'drabanan, whenever an Isser is Nafala Heter, we should be able to take it out and say, Huvar HaDavar, that this is the Dvar Isser that fell in. You should say, you don't even need Bittul. That's Tosas Kasha. Says, Liesh Latamua, Tahacha Mashva Shim Isser Mura Beheter, Notel Ha Isser V'somchen Al Breira, Lomar Shazeo Isser, Shenistalek, Volachena Behayalokiach Yainu Benakusim, our case. Vachenahi, Vachulu, Vim Kane, Bekol Isser Hamura Beheter, Nismach Abrera, Vinishko Kishirha Isser, Vidach Lishiru. Every mixture that we have, if you hold it, the principle of Brera, just take out the Isser, and then everything else will be Mutter. What's the answer? Tosa says, no, no, no. You know there's an answer to this question. Vomer Mori Harav, Klau Godo Bidinze. Devadai, kol davar shehuvar ha'iser mitchila, v'achar kach nisarev beheter, lo samchinen abreira. Kivan shetaru v'uso haye be'iser. When do we say the principle of breira? Where something is not clear, and then it ultimately becomes clear. But if something is clear, and then it gets mixed up, and then it becomes clear, then you don't hold a breira. If you have an iser shenisarev beheter, that's not breira. Breira means you have somebody who died and he has an estate. You don't know where it's going to. You have wine that you didn't take Shumas and Maisas off of. All the cases of Breira is where it starts off as a Ta'arovis. You don't have something Davar Anikar and then going into a Ta'arovis. That's important Ha'ara of Tosfos in Meseches Temura. Okay, let's go weiter. So Ella, we're on the fourth line now. Midatani Ayo. Maybe there's another Breisa that tells us that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. Ella Midatani Ayo. Says the Breisa. Midatani Ayo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. This is based on the Mishnah in Meseches Erevin, where we know the principle of Erev Tachumen. I am in a city, I'm only allowed to go 2,000 amos outside of my city. But let's say I'm going to want to go further than 2,000 amos to one direction, so I could put an Erev Tachumen. At the end of the 2,000 amos, I could put some bread, put some matzah, and then I could travel. That is my Merkaz HaShvisa, that's my Makam HaShvisa for Shabbos. And then I could go 2,000 amos the other way, even though I lose even one Amma to the opposite side of my city, right? Because you can't have it in both directions. So what happens if it's an Erev Shabbos, and I know I'm going to want to go, there's a Chacham that's coming to town, but I'm not sure which town he's going to the town to my east or the town to my west. So I want to set an Erev Tchumen. Am I like make a Tanai on an Erev Tchumen? So that's the Sugya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masnal Shei Dvarim Ke'echad. You can't make it two ways, two Dvarim Ke'echad. Ella, Im Bachacham LeMizrach, Eruva leMizrach, leMayrav Eruva leMayrav. The Chacham comes to the Mizrach, Eruva leMizrach, leMayrav Eruva leMayrav. Right? You can't do both. You can't do both, says Rabbi Yehuda. V'lakano lakano. You can't make it on both. Got to do one or the other, says Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you say Why don't you say that you could do it on both, and whichever one he comes from, you'll go to that side. That's what Rabbi Huda is based on. So, Mizrachomar Rav Nami Ein Breira. So Gemara says, 1 second, doesn't east-west, that also you should say it doesn't work? Because of Ein Breira? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Kfar Bachacha. Maybe the case there isn't a case of Breira. Again, rejecting that this is a problem of Rabbi Huda. Because maybe there the Chacham already came, you just don't know. You just don't know which town he went to. You're going to find out on Shabbos, people are going to come and tell you. But the Chacham already came. That's not Breira then. Rashi uses the Lashon. Look at the second to last skinny line in Rashi. Ve'ein hadavar talui ela gilui milsa. It already occurred, I just don't know about it. Right? So that's not Breira, and therefore again, this is not a rejection of Rabbi Huda who doesn't hold up Breira. Okay, but this was all option one. And now we move on to option two of what is the Rabbi Yehuda that the original statement is tali on. We wanted to say originally it was Rabbi Yehuda Hachana, right? Rabbi Yehuda Hachana of Muchan La'adam, Muchan La'klavim, so we rejected that. So we go, Ella Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Tekelim he. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Tekelim, Rabbi Yehuda of Kelim. What Kelim? The following, the Mishnah tells us in Masech HaShabbos. Kala Kelim ha'nitalin b'Shabbos, Shivrehem nitalin, all Kelim that break on Shabbos. I have a clue that broke on Shabbos. So, are the shards muksa or not? So it depends if they're usable. If they're not usable, then I can't move them. Unless they're dangerous. If they're dangerous, so then you're allowed to use them. Then you're allowed to move them. Chazal will never go there. Let's say if something breaks in your house in the kitchen and there are pieces lying around. So you're allowed to sweep it up. It's dangerous. It's no worse than muksa machmas mius. Right, then you have a dirty diaper after somebody changes a baby in the living room. Right, that's not usable either. You'll have to throw that out in the garbage. So muksa machmas danger is no worse. Chazal warrant goes there in these cases. I'm sorry, not muksa machmas miyatz. I meant graf shel rei. Graf shel rei. Right, we have the heter of graf shel rei. So Rabbi Yehuda Tekelim he. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Tekelim of what? It's not. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim HaNitalon B'Shabbos Shivrein Nitalon Imahen. So the Kelim that are Nital on Shabbos, the Tanakama holds, their broken shards are allowed to be Nital. Ubilvach Yehosin Me'ein Malacha. As long as they still do a Malacha. As long as they're still usable. Shivrei Areva L'chazes Ben Pichavis. The broken shards of a kneading pot, a kneading trough, you could use it to cover a barrel. Meaning, even if it's a different type of usage. That's the Tanaka Meshita. Shivrei Zechuchis, L'chasas Ben Piyapach. A broken shard of glass to cover a bottle. Even though it's different, one was used as a base kibul and one is being used as a kisui. It's okay, that's the Tanaka Meshita. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Ubilvat She'yosin Me'ein Malach Ton. Rebbe Yehuda says it had to be doing similar to its original malacha, not any malacha, but if it's a new malacha, that's also called muksa. Shivrei areva la sukla sochan mikpa, a broken shard of an areva to pour porridge into it. Shivrei zchuchas la sukla sochan shemen, or the broken shard of glass to pour oil into it. But it's got to be me'ein malach ton. Me'ein malach ton in, me'ein malach acheres lo. So even if it's still usable, if it's not specifically defined as similar to its original malacha, so then it's still going to be a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. Alma, what do you see? Kivan dolo ischan me'es malachach malach asiri. So you see from there, Rabbi Yehuda has a very limited definition of hachana. And therefore, and no one. And if it's not specifically prepared for its malacha from yesterday, it's asur. Hachanami, kivan dolo ischan me'es malasura. So to hear. The animal, because it wasn't specified for the malacha being shechted yesterday, it's muksa. And again, maybe that's why you cannot eat it. You cannot eat it today. Remember, this whole discussion is trying to figure out. It's a balance. We know it's mutter tomorrow. We're trying to explain why it's asr for one day. So there are only limited suggestions why something would be asr. It has to be something to do with a muksa / gzera discussion. So number one, we had achana. Number two, now we have it was an ischa. So amalei abaya again. Abaya rejects. Abaya rejects. Me dummy. Abaya says to Rav Yosef, again, how could you compare the cases? Ha sam me'i kara kli, fahashta shever kli, fahavili no levasar. Over here, something changed. It was a kli, now it's a shever kli. So when it's a shever kli, that's where Rav Yehuda says, unless it's me'in malachton, it's going to be nolad. It's going to be a problem of something that is created new on Shabbos, va'asar, and therefore it's asar. Hacha, me'ikara uchla, ulubasof uchla. But here, before it's ochel, and after it's ochel. Ochla defrisu. It's just ochel that became separated. It's in a different form, but it's still ochel. V'shamina le'le Rabbi Yehuda damar ochla defris shapertami. And we learn that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's just separated ochel, ochel from ochel, then it wouldn't be a problem. It's shapertami, it's not a problem. Where do we see that? It's not, as the Mishnah tells us in also, Masechta Shabbos Kufem Gimel, the Mishnah of Schita. What does the Mishnah tell us? Ein sochten es apeiros lohosim yen mashkin. One is not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos to get out the juices, right? The iser of included in dash. Right? The Tosfos says in a number of places there are two types of schitas. There's the schita of dash and the schita of libun on Shabbos. If I'm squeezing out a shirt in order to get dirt out to clean it, that's schita of libun. If it's a schita of fruit, so then it is schita of dash. So one is not allowed to squeeze that fruit on Shabbos to get the fruit, to get the juice. V'im yatsu me'atzman. What if the juice oozed out itself? It's also aser. Why? Because, that's a gzeira, if I'm allowed to drink the juice, that gets squeezed out by itself, I might have to squeeze out the juice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im la ochlin, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends. If the fruit are there mainly to eat, so then ayotze mehen mutter, you're allowed to drink from the juice that oozes out. Because we're not worried that you're going to come to squeeze out the fruit, because it's not meant for drinking. It's not meant for the juice. V'im l'mashkin hayotze me'anoser. And if it is, though, fruit that is used for mashkin, we'll get to details of this in a minute, hayotze me'anoser. Then whatever goes out of it is oser, because we're worried that if you're allowed to drink this juice that got oozed out by itself, you might come to squeeze it. But that's mishum gzeira, me'ikr hadin. If there was no gzeira of you might come to squeeze the fruit, so then what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Fruit that oozes out, juice that oozes out of a fruit on Shabbos is mutter. There's no isser of noad. The isser is just gzeira you might come to squeeze. But there's no isser of noad. So you see, says Abaya, if something is ochel and ochla de'ifris, there's no problem. So, why would you say, in our case, that it is a problem? It's ochel and ochel. Let's continue, and then we'll talk more about this. So, one second. The Gemara says, La ved marla. No, but didn't we learn, relating to this Mishnah, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda the Amora says, in the name of Shmuel, Mo dehai Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim, b'sali zesem anavim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim that there is a blanket isser of juices that ooze out by themselves on Shabbos by olives and grapes. So therefore, what do you see? Alma, kivan de l'schita kaimi yod daite. Only by olives and grapes, which produce oil and wine, because those are only l'schita, so a person is always focused on those juices, and therefore if it oozes out by itself, it's still aser. So hachanami. So that's why over there it's mutter. So the Gemara says, one second, here too by the Shechita case. Hachanami, kivan de l'schita kaimi yod daite. There shouldn't be a difference. L'schita kaimi, so it's also yod daite. So Gemara says in the final rejection, Midi havi taima ela l'rav, ha'amar rav, chalak ha'ayi Rabbi Yehuda, afilu b'sali zesim anavim. Rav says Rabbi Yehuda does not, Rav does not hold like Shmuel. Rav says that Rabbi Yehuda would not agree by sali zesim anavim, that l'skiban de l'skita kami yoiv daite. So according to him, you wouldn't be able to compare the cases. So we're back to the original question on the Gemara. What is the Rev Yehuda that Rav Huna is based on that says it's asur today? It's asur for today. It's a big discussion in the Halacha L'maisa, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos. Where is it? Here it is in Siman Shin Chaf, in terms of skita b'Shabbos. Squeezing out of fruits on Shabbos. Is that an Issur d'Oraisa or an Issur d'Rabbanan? So the Gemara, and we quote this is what we just alluded to in the Gemara here, it depends which type of fruit. The Gemara says, grapes and olives is asur daraisa, to squeeze out on Shabbos. Almost all other fruit, what are called tutim verimonim, which most fruits, strawberries and pomegranates, we say it's asur darabanan. And there are some fruit that maybe aren't even on the radar because you never squeeze them. But the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Zesim v'anavim are different. Why are Zesim v'anavim different? So Rov Rishonim assume, because those are the two that are always squeezed out. You make wine and you make oil. That's why they're always squeezed out. But the other ones aren't as common, and therefore it's not going to be Asa Daraisa. There is a day in the Gaonim, quoted there, in the Osra Gaonim in Shabbos, that says maybe it's not just tali on what's normally squeezed out, but it's tali on the halachic status of liquids. We know the Mishnah Machshirin tells us there are seven liquids that are really called liquids in halacha. And those are the seven that are Machshel HaKabal Tuma. Those are called the Yad Shaked Dam, the seven liquids. The only two liquids on that list that come from fruits are wine and oil. So it could be, say, some of the Gaonim, maybe that's why wine and oil have a special status. Not because they're more squeezed out, more commonly squeezed out than any of the other fruit, but because halachically they're considered liquids, unlike other juices that are not called liquids. A big nafkamina. What about if you live in a time period where there are other fruit that are just as commonly squeezed out as grapes and olive, for example, nowadays, oranges. What about oranges? If I squeeze an orange on Shabbos, is that nisa d'oraisa or nisa d'rabbanan? It would be a nafkamina. Based on this machlokas. If you say it's totally on the halakhic status of liquids, then oranges would not be included. If it's totally on the common, how common it is to squeeze it, then it could very well be that oranges would be d'oraisa today. So that is a discussion of the poskim, what we would say, bizman hazeh. Just one final point, we'll pick up with number three, Alamar of Shesus, tomorrow. Just one other aura, and that is the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba here asks, why didn't the Gemara say that, what Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? We're talking about the Rabbi Yehuda of Muksa. Right? Many times in Mesechus Shabbos and Mesechus Beisa, we say Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds a Muksa, Rabbi Shimon is the one that doesn't hold a Muksa. So here too it says, a specific Rabbi Yehuda of Hachana by cutting something that was not, that wasn't dead beforehand, and we say here, Me'ein Malachta, the Nolad Rabbi Yehuda, and we're gonna say a different Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda of Muksa? So says the Rashba, we can't make a general statement like that. I read you his lashon, the Yesh Lomar. He says, "Ikal Meida, Amaylo Maisi Lemi Kama Dufti to this Rabbi Yehuda Muksa." So he says, "By Klip and Vatsamos, the Yesh Lomar, the Kol Hanach Einon Muksa Machmas Isser Ela Machmas Shemaksa Adam Osam Midaito Machmas Mius Ochisaron Kiss." Says the Rashba, and this is what Rishonim say in various places. The Gemara says in many places, Reb Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. Reb Yehuda holds a muksa. It's really not 100% true, or we have to understand it. Because there are many muksas that Reb Shimon does hold of. There are many muksas that Reb Yehuda does not hold of. So you can't just make a statement, says the Rashba, which is also Reb Shlomo, not Reb Shimon, Reb Shlomo, the Rashba, that you can't just say, it's Reb Yehuda holds a muksa, because you can always be a machalik between different muksas. Here we're talking about a specific muksa, muchmas machmas isser. So you might have said, even if he holds of other muksas, muksa machmas chisaron kiss, muksa machmas mius, those might be more chamor than this type of muksa. So you could always try to say that Reb Yehuda is the one that holds a muksa and Reb Shimon not. That just means he holds of more muksas than Reb Shimon, not that he holds of all muksas. That's what the Rashba says. One cannot suggest that in this case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Sorry, it's a little shorter, but we gotta run today. Visiting day here in camp. Okay, we'll stop here.